Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of June 20th, prepared by Steve Suman. Well, we're getting some summery weather this week. As of Tuesday morning, yesterday was up in the high 90s. We had a thunderstorm last night, high winds. Rest of the week looks like mostly sun, highs in the 80s, lows in the 50s and 60s. Smallmouth bass season in the Northern Bass Zone opened on June 18th, and it will run through March 5th of next year. Check the 2022-23 hook and line regulations for details. Anglers should note some changes to the walleye and bass regulations in the Northern Zone. A list of all recent regulation changes is available on the DNR's website. On Saturday, June 26th, during Musky Fest weekend, Hayward Bass Club will host its annual Round Lakes Open Bass Tournament from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The entry fee is $100 per two-person team. Contest is limited to 50 teams. For complete entry information and form, contest rules, and regulations, you can visit the Hayward Bass Club's Facebook page, email haywardbassclub@gmail.com, or you can text them at 405-227-1789. Hayward's 72nd Annual Musky Fest on June 23rd through the 26th kicks off with the Fishing Has No Boundaries Catch and Release Fishing Contest and sidewalk sales, and will continue through Sunday. There'll be a parade, a DNR Learn to Fish event at Shoes Pond, vendors, food booths, music, games, art and craft show, car show, street dances, carnival, runs and walks, watermelon eating contest, canoe and kayak races, and so much more. Far too much to list here. For more information on event details and participation, go to muskyfest.com and check out the schedule of events or call the chamber at 715-634-8662. Let's get to the fishing report. Fishing's generally good for all species. Summer is now officially in session and fish are transitioning, so again, check with your favorite bait shop personnel for the most current information on fish locations, offerings, and bite windows. If you're headed to a lake and you're not sure which bait shop is near you, just call Hayward Lakes at 715-634-4801 and we'll steer you toward the experts. Well, muskie season opened May 28th, and thus far anglers report that muskie action is fair. Concentrate on shallow structure, bays, and spawning panfish. Hot temperatures this week could affect fish locations. Bucktail spinnerbaits, gliders, jerkbaits, and topwaters can all draw a muskie's interest. Suckers do work, but they're probably not a good idea with this heat. The walleye fishing is good to very good on shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed edges, and steep break lines, with best action shallow during the early morning and late evening into dark. Most productive baits include walleye suckers and fatheads on jigs, leeches and crawlers on jigs, harnesses and slip bobbers, and crankbaits, swim baits, and stick baits. The northern pike action is good around shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed edges, bars, points, and panfish and baitfish concentrations. Your top baits include sucker minnows under floats, spinners, spinner baits, spoons, crankbaits, chatterbaits, buzzbaits, and topwaters. The largemouth bass fishing is good to very good on weeds and weed edges, lily pads, cribs, brush, and bogs. A wide variety of baits are catching fish, including crawlers and minnows under slip bobbers, spinners, spinner baits, buzz baits, plastics, including worms, tubes, and frogs, and topwaters. The smallmouth bass action is good on hard bottom areas, weed edges, wood, and other structure out to 15 feet. Try deeper water for bigger smallmouth. Sucker minnows, fatheads, leeches, crawlers, jerk baits, tubes, and other plastics in various configurations, especially in crayfish colors, are all working well. The crappie fishing is good to very good as post-spawn fish begin to disperse to deeper weed edges, structure, and basins in depths to 15 feet. Baits of choice include crappie minnows, waxies, worms, crawler pieces, leeches, plastics, poppers, and beetle spins. Bluegill fishing is good to very good. Some fish are still spawning. You'll find them shallow in bays around weed edges, sandy shorelines, docks, and other cover in 2 to 6 feet of depth. Best baits include waxies, worms, crawler pieces, leeches, poppers, and other small surface baits. A few other upcoming events besides Musky Fest. You got smallmouth bass season open now as of June 18th. Summer solstice is today, June 21st, longest day of the year. This weekend, June 25th and 26th, there'll be a free pro lumberjack competition at the Lumberjack Bowl. It's called the Sawyer County Wood Chop. Check it out. July 7th through the 9th is the Heart of the North Spooner Rodeo at the Washburn County Fairgrounds. You can find out more by calling 800-367-3306. July 15th through the 17th is the LCO Honor the Earth Powwow. You can get more information by calling the tribal office at 715-634-8934. There's also an Honor the Earth Powwow Facebook page. Keep checking it. See if they get that schedule of events up there. The Lumberjack World Championships are coming at the end of July, July 28th through the 30th. If you want more information right now, call them at 715-634-2484. For more information on area events and activities, check out haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com, where there is a detailed and constantly updated calendar of events. You can also call the Chamber at 715-634-8662 or call Hayward Lakes at 715-634-4801. Hey, pack your tackle box and your sunscreen. Get out there.